WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7 at 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District has a new superintendent. The school board unanimously hired Fort Bend Assistant Superintendent Christy Whitbeck last night, followed by a reception.
We're thrilled tonight to see so many members here from not only the Bryan ISD staff, but also the Bryan College Station community. I think that kind of support for an incoming superintendent is very positive, and it kind of shows the positive energy and direction that we're heading in right now with Dr. Whitbeck.
Board President Trey Moore says they and Whitbeck agreed to a 3-year contract with a base salary of $215,700 for the first year. Whitbeck told reporters before attending a reception, she is setting her calendar to meet with staff and review data on the district.
It's kind of a two-part process for me. What is the data telling us, but what are the people telling us?
Dr. Whitbeck's first official day in Bryan is the 17th. State lawmakers have started considering some of the nearly 24 bills written to kill the bullet train between Houston and Dallas. Before testimony started in the Senate State Affairs Committee, Kyle Workman with Texans Against High-Speed Rail says Texas Central Partners has run into a dead end.
There's a lot of property owners between Dallas and Houston that have told them to jump in the lake, vast amounts of acreage that they haven't been able to survey. They're nowhere near shovel-ready on this deal.
Holly Reed represents Texas Central Partners.
We're very proud of the approach that we are taking with landowners in a collaborative fashion. Each conversation that we have is personalized and tailored to that individual situation.
Many lawmakers say a private company has no business using eminent domain to seize land. It's been more than a year since the Bryan City Council agreed to spend $50,000 for consultants to establish railroad quiet zones. The topic came up during the last council's workshop when it was discovered the project was not in the rankings of future capital improvement projects.
And I think the reason that there is no ranking is because staff knows that pretty much every council member is for getting that done.
City Manager Keene Register told the council he would arrange a meeting with Union Pacific to find out how much the railroad is willing to pay towards the possible $6 million project. Other funding sources include reducing city reserves and the Capital Improvements Fund. A Brazos County District Court jury has sentenced a Bryan woman who admitted to her sixth DWI conviction to 12 years in prison. The jury decided punishment after 54-year-old Mary McGee pleaded guilty to drunk driving that caused a four-vehicle crash in College Station at Texas and Walton almost 1.5 years ago. According to the district attorney's office, McGee had a blood alcohol level of 0.238, or nearly 3 times the legal limit. As new businesses and restaurants pop up around town, one City of Bryan committee is dedicated to keeping the old. Robert Holzweiss, Historic Landmark Commission Chair, says business owners in historic districts wanting to make external changes must go through a permitting process.
We want you to have a functioning business, but we want you to be sensitive to the businesses that are around you, the architectural styles of the area that you're located in, so we have a unified tapestry or a theme that we're trying to maintain in Bryan.
Holzweiss says this also applies to homeowners in historic districts, including the east side and downtown. Visit bryantx.gov for more information. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 60 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Hey, Bryan College Station, do you want to promote team building and workplace wellness? Then join me, Charlie Lima, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Health and Wellness Committee, for the fourth annual Water Cooler 5K Fun Run and Walk, sponsored by Texas A&M University. This fun-filled event, the Water Cooler 5K Run and Walk, begins at 4 p.m. on Thursday, April 6th at Wolfpin Creek. Don't miss it. You can do it. To find out more, log on to bcschamber.org or call 260-5200.
Good morning, it's 7:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
There may be a little bit of patchy fog to contend with in a couple of spots this morning, but overall the day looks relatively sunny. Also looks warm. We'll probably get to about 85 later today. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Sunny, cooler tomorrow, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, generally clear, 50 to 55. Sunshine's in the forecast Thursday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look forward to the A&M baseball team's game against Dallas Baptist tonight. Meanwhile, in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, North Carolina earned the win over Gonzaga. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros beat the Mariners at Minute Maid Park, while the Rangers fell to the Indians on opening day. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes Equal Pay Day.
All right.
It's Equal Pay Day. I think they're having demonstrations about that all over the country.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen a lot of tweets already this morning with comparisons and graphs and statistics, so that makes sense.
And what are they saying?
That women don't get paid enough.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's, in a lot of cases, that's the way that it is.
And yeah, there were some well-paid jobs with few women, so showing, you know, kind of some of the top-paying jobs. Percentage of women in 10 highly paid jobs, according to a LinkedIn salary report, which are very, very low.
Well, I mean, so let's have the, you got the list there?
I do.
How about the top five?
Okay. So making about $450,000, an orthopedic surgeon, only 7% are women.
Okay.
$250,000, chief investment officer, only 10% are women.
Okay.
$239,000, senior director of engineering, 9% are
all right,
women.
Mm-hmm.
Just VP of engineering at $200,000, 5% are women. And then coming in at $195,000 is a VP for information technology, and 13% are women.
Huh. Now, you know, what's interesting is that I believe the dean of the College of Engineering at Texas A&M is a female.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they're pushing a lot to get more females mm-hmm. into engineering degrees. I know that. Gosh, when one of my kids graduated, he was an engineer, and they had a lot of females. That was 15 years ago, but mm-hmm. and it wasn't that big a school. But still, the whole idea of what an engineer has been in our world, in our minds before, has not been a lot of females. Orthopedic surgeons, that's interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought so too. I mean, I feel like I have a lot of girlfriends who have gone into PA and PT school, so like
right.
physical therapy type stuff, but not many that end up actually becoming surgeons.
Yeah. Well, we may ask Charles Schwartner about that.
Yeah.
He's an orthopedic surgeon, mm-hmm. and ask him, and he owns a clinic, and as to what that world looks like out there.
Yeah.
But, well, those pretty highfalutin jobs there.
Yeah.
Though, too.
Very, and very. And that's showing women in the workforce at 46.7%.
Okay.
So just kind of showing how.
Sure.
Yep.
Well, we've come a long, long way from, 30 years ago when it was hard for a young girl to be able to even see the modeling of mm-hmm. a woman who is growing in the world of business. And, you know, that's certainly changed. But like everything else, those do take a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's enough of that serious stuff.
Yeah, ew.
Yeah, let's talk more snack food.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's the food?
That's right, because they put out a list of the 100 greatest snack foods of all time, and we did the bottom 10 or 5 or whatever. So let's go to the middle.
Okay.
All right, so we'll go to number 58. Zebra snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One of those little Debbie things.
Man, yep.
Saw those in the grocery-torium, I guess, yesterday.
Talk about not sure how old things are.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the little Debbie's company, they do a lot of stuff. I'm just, uh-huh. you're right.
Yeah.
And I don't know, for instance, if you leave them on the seat of your car, how that's going to go.
Ooh, yeah. Get a little warm and
yeah.
gooey.
Well, maybe, or
maybe
messy.
Too gooey, yeah.
Number 57, and I never liked these things, just never have. Sun Chips. I mean,
I like Sun Chips.
Yeah, they're a multi-grain.
Well, I think because they made you feel like you were being a little healthy.
Okay, that's it.
Now, and then you ate the whole bag.
Right.
You didn't have to feel guilty about it.
56, not so much. Funyuns.
Oh, no, I love Funyuns.
Yeah. Well, of course, fried onions are great. You know, what's good is those the fried onions you put on top of green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those could be dangerous. I can see that could be a dangerous
onion
thing.
Onion strips, yeah.
Yep. Number 55 is Three Musketeers.
Okay.
Candy bar. Number 54 is the Baby Ruth. Number 53 is Milky Way. Number 52 is Animal Crackers.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Handy Snacks. Do we know what Handy Snacks are?
How do you spell handy?
Those are those little things that have, like, it's a little one compartment of cheese on one side and one little compartment of little breadsticks.
Man, I lived on those as a kid.
Okay. Those are great.
Yep. Well,
yeah, this one, I think the one they're talking about is the original one where it had a little red plastic thing.
A little red stick.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, and crackers,
you spread the cheese.
You spread it on the crackers, yeah.
Skip the crackers, go straight for the cheese.
Well, and now they've got those, they have, I think, Nutella.
Yes.
With some sort of a delivery system, right?
Yep. Oh, so they made it healthier. All right.
Oh, I think they're like pretzel sticks or even kind of the same little, because the little bread sticks, I mean, obviously they taste like nothing. You could put anything on them. As long as the dip is tasty, you're good. Yeah,
that's a pretty smart thing for the Nutella people, because you can only buy it in
a jar. A big jar. And
you're going to hide that under the seat of your car?
Exactly.
Or keep it on, not hide it.
No, the best thing about these is they're just great to pack lunches.
Okay.
And so, because you just throw a bunch of prepackaged stuff in your kid's lunch.
Yep.
Becomes
a
lot easier.
Number 50 is Munchos.
Munchos.
They're $2 a bag and contain enough sodium to give a deer a stroke. That's what it says. I don't know what Munchos are, but there you go.
Yeah, they're just like a packaged chip.
Okay, so anyhow, we'll do some more little later as we peruse through that list. All right, new survey asked people, if you had to spend an entire day away from your family, your pets, your friends, and your phone, which one would you miss the most? Once again, your family, your pets, your friends, your phone.
Now, just one day?
One day.
Then I would miss my phone.
Probably phone, yeah. I was going to have to say
because I spend days away from all of those other things sometimes.
Yep. 24% of us said it's the phone.
Yep.
9% said we'd miss our pets. 7% said we'd miss our family. And 3% said we'd miss our best
I can see if you live with your family.
Yeah.
You know, you live with your kids or, you know, you live with whatever.
They didn't tell us what age the people were who took this.
And I do miss all of those things when I'm not around them at a certain point. But, yeah, if I had to go a few days without the phone rather than the other stuff,
I'd
be missing that.
It is almost impossible to use any social media without being a narcissist to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the point of the entire industry of social media. But which social media network makes us the most vain, the most self-centered, the most conceited? Well, they asked some folks, and according to a new survey, the answer is Instagram.
Mm.
And it is not even close.
Oh.
64%. Of the people said it's number one.
Yeah.
Snapchat came in second at 15%.
Oh, wow.
So Instagram in at 64%, Snapchat at 15%, Twitter's third at 11%, and then Facebook at 10%.
I think Instagram over Snapchat only because your posts stay out there.
Okay.
So you're posting really good pictures because they stay on your timeline unless you delete them.
Where
Snapchat,
are you.
Right. Yeah. Snapchat is really meant to just be quick pic that you either send to someone for 10 seconds or it stays on your story for 24 hours, but that's it.
Yeah.
So you're not so much worried about it being the perfect selfie or the perfect picture to post, where Instagram, it's a little bit more.
Yeah, there's a permanency.
Permanency,
there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Survey also found that 2/3 of us like other people's Instagram posts if they usually like ours. Okay.
Oh, for sure.
78% know someone who deletes posts if they don't get enough likes.
That's so funny to me. But it's true. I've heard people doing that. Oh, it's been an hour and I only have 10 likes. Oh, I must delete my photo.
Refresh.
Right.
719. You can join us if you want to. You can call us or you can text us. 979-695-1620. You need the area code if you're texting. Otherwise, you can just call us. So, while we're talking snacks and food, delaying access to high-calorie food in vending machines can encourage people to make healthier snack choices. Survey came out Monday. Preventive medicine experts at Chicago's Rush University Medical Center developed a new vending machine system to test out whether introducing a 25-second delay on less healthy snack items would deliver, well, a countdown in, and it's got a little LED screen that'll give you the countdown, gives you a chance to make an option that you get faster, and it would be a healthier option, okay?
Okay.
Team found that introducing the delay did shift some people's choices and led them to purchasing the less desired but healthier snack. Overall, the delay caused a 2 to 5% increase in the proportion of healthy snacks that were purchased in a machine.
But how do they know they were less desirable? Maybe someone really wanted those carrot sticks.
Excellent point.
True.
Or it could be that they made them
choose what they would have chosen.
No, they touch it, and the countdown clock starts, and then they decide not to do that.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
So then, I mean, yeah. If you can't wait 25 seconds for a zebra snack, come on.
Well, and again,
that's what you really want. Let's talk about impatience.
That brings up, an entirely different realm of thought right there.
That's a different conversation.
All right, how do you raise the perfect child? How do you raise the...
Ask my parents. Okay. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Yeah, we'll have the details on
that. I'm sure they'll call in.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah, they will. Oh, yeah, let me tell you the story about that. So, actually what there are there kind of steps along the way. Oh, wait, maybe this is them
God,
calling.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Hello?
They said you put those healthy snacks above the less healthy snacks, and you get the less healthy snack. You always buy the healthy to try to knock it down into the...
Yeah, exactly. So we have somebody who's thought out a way to...
That's another interesting is like what snacks were at eye level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, works in the grocery store, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect child a minute.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
The Easter Bunnies take center stage for photos by the fountain on Saturday, April 8th from 9:30 to noon at the George Bush Presidential Center for the annual Easter celebration presented by the College Station Police Department. You can play games, jump in the bounce house, have your face painted like a bunny, and of course, hunt for Easter eggs. The Easter egg hunt is free and open to the public, but you must register online to be eligible for the prize giveaway awarded April 8th. For more information and door prize registration, go to bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Good morning, 723 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Audible Hearing Centers and WTAW want to help you hear clearly. We've partnered with Audible Hearing Centers in Bryan so that one listener can win a complete hearing aid system. So if you'd like to find out more about it and also register, go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. We're going to be doing that in a couple of weeks, so go to WTAW.com. All right, to raise the perfect child, there are a few steps along the way. Based on how old the child is, the responsibilities that you give them, you assign them tasks. For instance, if they're 5 and under, picking up their toys, cleaning their bedroom, combing their hair. Parents should teach their children to pick up their toys and clean their bedroom up. And then the hygiene rituals, including brushing your teeth and combing your hair, that should be part of their daily jobs. Mm-hmm. That's for the 5 and unders, okay?
Okay.
Then it's at age 6 to 9, assigning essential tasks like filling up the dog's water bowl and food bowl, operating household appliances like a vacuum cleaner, Age 6 to 9.
6 to 9?
Can your 9-year-old vacuum?
I was going to say, usually a vacuum is like larger than a 6-year-old.
Yeah. Hopefully it's on wheels.
Are they strong enough?
Yeah. To be able to do that. So I guess maybe on the older end of that, maybe on the 8 or 9-year-old, also be able to help with loading the dishes in the dishwasher, if you can do that. Families also should introduce an allowance at this stage in the child's life. This is kind of quaint. Visit a bank and actually give money to a human being. Okay, and you see them put that in the account. Now, it's a good idea.
Sure.
There's no doubt.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure if you do it. Okay, Daddy's going to take a picture of this check now, and we're going to deposit it. That doesn't necessarily work.
Yeah, not sure if they totally understand it, too. You know, they just think they're giving money to this person.
Yeah, and am I going to get it back, and whatever happens. All right, age 10 to 12, take out the trash, make lunch, clean the bathroom. Learn how to do those things. Walk your garbage can and recycling cans out to the curb, and you have to go pick them up. So that teaches you to fixing your own lunch. Okay, school lunch.
Yeah,
can you do that? Yeah. That could be kind of exciting. Hey, are you the envy of your class if you get to make your own lunch?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying you get to put stuff in it that your mom might not.
That's true.
If you actually make your own.
Yeah. Okay, then they become teenagers, and that's when we need to build ambition with them, okay?
That's when things really
need. That's when they really need the work. Yeah.
Teens need to learn some big stuff. They need to mow the lawn. They need to wash the windows and the cars. They need to make sure that they're no spots on the windows. Do a good job. No, spots on the car. Mm-hmm. Do a good job. So learning ambition is an important thing. And given the rise in electronic banking, as we mentioned, few kids will grow up watching their parents actually tackle bills each month because you got everything done electronically. But sitting down with a teenager and paying your bills online introduces them to the whole idea that you have to handle your expenses in a reasonable and responsible way.
So child labor equals perfect children.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's
what I'm getting from this.
Yep. Age 16 to 18, it is time to grow up. Now you got to wash the clothes. Now you do have to grocery shop. Now you do have to handle your car maintenance. Learn those kind of things. Just saying. Not that it's going to happen, but that's the way to, according to this expert,
approach it.
Yes, raise the perfect child. All right. Mm-hmm. Time for our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Got a little bit of change in the weather coming up tomorrow. Now, today it's going to be warm, as a matter of fact, about 88. Winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Then tonight, a slight chance of showers. Tomorrow, our high is 73, and the winds come around out of the northwest, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. It'll make for a little more moderate temperatures on Thursday and Friday as well. We won't make 80, and the winds will be out of the northeast, so it'll be pleasant and lots of sunshine. And then we head back into a little bit warmer weather in the lower 80s on Saturday. So pretty good weekend again, just a slight chance of showers tonight. Currently, the winds are calm, and we've got fair skies in 62.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
If you thought that Tom Perez, the new Democrat National Committee chairman, would lead his party as a responsible adult, bad news, you were wrong. I never thought he would anyway. Last Friday, Perez spoke to a crowd in Newark, New Jersey. He worked the crowd into a frenzy. He shouted, "Donald Trump, you don't stand for our values. You didn't win the election." And there was more. But let's stop right there. If Donald Trump didn't win the election, who did? I don't see Bernie Sanders signing executive orders in the Oval Office, and we certainly don't see Hillary Clinton leading the liberal pantsuit brigade from the White House. Now, Perez went on to call Trump a bully and told his audience that Trump doesn't give a about people. The drive-by media is reporting that Perez gave a fiery speech. It wasn't fiery. It was vulgar. It was ignorant. It was low rent and hateful from a guy, remember, who was Obama's labor secretary. Now, for those of you who keep demanding a truce in our politics, I hope you're listening very carefully here. What came out of Tom Perez's mouth ought to be a lesson to you. There is no working with these people. There's no room for compromise. And there's no possibility of civil discourse. They are deranged. They are driven by hate and rage. They're consumed by it. Their defeat is the only thing we can do.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now and get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush. That's LifeLock.com/rush or call 1-800-440-4833 and use the promo code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board last night unanimously voted to hire Christy Whitbeck as superintendent. Whitbeck's first official day in Bryan ISD is April 17th. Board President Trey Moore says she received a three-year contract with a base salary the first year of $215,700.
She's already spent at least five or six full days here in our district meeting with cabinet, meeting with staff, working on plans. So, and that was before even a contract was signed. She was down here invested in our district and working on her own transition.
Whitbeck says a two-part process involves what staff will be telling her and what the data is showing her.
Making sure that the calendar, drives the day as to what needs to happen, but never stopping and being so rigid that you can't make a different decision. If something happens in one of our schools, if something happens that people need you in another place, I think you always have to look at what's going on with the people.
Following the board vote, a crowd that district officials estimated at 100 gathered to meet Dr. Whitbeck at a reception in the lobby of the district's Performing Arts Center. The latest cost estimate to establish railroad quiet zones in Bryan is $6 million. A firm figure has not been set, nor has funding sources. That was among the questions asked of City Manager Keene Register during a recent council workshop.
We can come back and either look at reserves, other funding mechanisms, or readdress CIP.
Register says in addition to getting a better cost estimate, he will contact Union Pacific Railroad.
We haven't been at a point where we know exactly what it's going to cost and what UP is willing to do. So at this point, I'll make an effort to set up a meeting with UP and we'll move from there.
It was just over 1 year ago the council spent $50,000 on consultants to look into a quiet zone, which, among other things, will close crossings and reduce the amount of time train horns are sounded. State lawmakers have started considering legislation that would block the construction of high-speed passenger train service between Dallas and Houston.
The bills that are up later this week would harm or kill a project that would drive tens of thousands of jobs, tens of billions of dollars of investment, and the first high-speed train in the United States.
Comments from Holly Reed of Texas Central Partners ahead of hearings by the Senate State Affairs Committee, which is taking up several bills, whether the private company can use eminent domain to acquire land. More than 20 bills have been filed in the legislature, which could block the project. A Bryan woman was overheard on a jail phone yelling she almost killed her children.
That's after Bryan police arrested 28-year-old Charlene Portis Saturday afternoon for driving while under the influence of K2 with three children in her SUV. According to the arrest report, police were first alerted to a slow-moving vehicle on Highway 21 near Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Another officer found the SUV had struck a pickup, which hit a garage on Lewis Street. The children ages 3, 4, and 7 were placed in the custody of another family member. Portis told officers only the 3-year-old was in a car seat. A Bryan couple remains in the Brazos County Jail following their weekend arrest for the unauthorized use of a 26-foot-long U-Haul truck. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, the rental truck, which was fully loaded with household items, was supposed to have been returned on February 11th. 6 weeks later, an officer on an unrelated traffic stop ran the license plate and learned it was reported stolen on March 19th. 42-year-old Jill Whitaker and 32-year-old Bobby Stowe Jr. said a third person had rented the truck, then she disappeared. Whitaker and Stowe were arrested after telling officers they had been driving the truck during the last month, knowing it should have been returned. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan woman has admitted to her sixth DWI in 26 years. That was followed by a Brazos County District Court jury sentencing 54-year-old Mary McGee to 12 years in prison. That follows a four-vehicle crash in November of 2015 in College Station on Texas near Walton. Three people were injured, including a woman who was 9 months pregnant. The district attorney's office reported McGee's blood alcohol level was almost three times the legal limit at 0.238. 2 years ago, McGee was sentenced to 2 years for her fifth DWI, which, according to her arrest report, was one of three in Texas and with two in Florida during a period of 26 years. As development continues throughout the city of Bryan, there is one city committee making sure history is not erased. Robert Holzweiss is the Historic Landmark Commission Chair. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Holzweiss says this applies to both businesses and homes.
When you buy a home in the East Side Historic District, you are told that you are purchasing a home in that, okay. And there are certain restrictions that you have to abide by in order to make external changes. We're not concerned with internal changes. We're only interested in things, especially what I call curb view or street view changes that are going to impact, if you're standing on the curb, the home to your left or the home to your right.
For more information on the Historic Landmark Commission, visit bryantx.gov. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 60 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, videos, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area. Let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard. Do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click Sunshine Fun Pools.com.
The Easter Bunnies take center stage for photos by the fountain on Saturday, April 8th from 9:30 to noon at the George Bush Presidential Center for the annual Easter celebration presented by the College Station Police Department. You can play games, jump in the bounce house, have your face painted like a bunny, and of course, hunt for Easter eggs. The Easter egg hunt is free and open to the public, but you must register online to be eligible for the prize giveaway awarded April 8th. For more information and door prize registration, go to bush41.org and click on the events tab.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors at UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a step forward.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Good morning, 7:39, Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer for Bryan and Navasota. Got a pretty good weather forecast brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
There may be a little bit of patchy fog to contend with in a couple of spots this morning, but overall the day looks relatively sunny. Also looks warm. We'll probably get to about 85 later today. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Sunny, cooler tomorrow, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, generally clear, 50 to 55. Sunshine's in the forecast Thursday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team takes on Dallas Baptist tonight. We'll take a look forward to the game. Meanwhile, the North Carolina Tar Heels took down Gonzaga to become the NCAA men's basketball champions. And in Major League Baseball, opening day saw all the Astros win at home against the Mariners, but the Rangers weren't quite as lucky against the Indians. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, April is stress month. It's stress month.
I guess that makes sense. Tax day.
It's after
spring break.
Yeah,
so
that's what it really is.
You know?
Yeah. We're not going to talk about it today, but I mean, I've got at least three stories about stress, where the most stressed people live, what the most stressed people do. Stress.
Stressful. I'm stressed just thinking about it.
Yeah, see, exactly. So that's why we're not going to talk about it anymore. We'll talk snack foods. We're going to give you your top 10 in just a minute. We'll give you the bestest snack foods ever.
Mm.
In the meantime, about 1 in 4 drivers involved in a crash in recent months around the country were using the smartphone within 1 minute before the accident occurred.
Mm-hmm.
According to new analysis of data from hundreds of thousands of drivers' phones. It can be pretty scary, says Sam Madden, who's the founder and chief scientist of the company that did this. It's a rather disturbing trend that people are using their phones a lot. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We know that. Company's research also found a significant phone distraction occurred in nearly 1/3 of trips, regardless of whether they ended in an accident. They were a significant distraction, lasting more than 1 minute, and occurred in about one of every 10 trips that you're taking out there. So you're doing that.
I have an interesting reason for why I don't actually use my phone. When I first got a phone back in 2001, and I was doing overnights in Conroe back in the day at a radio station, I got my phone, and luckily I was doing overnights because I got off of work. It was like 5 in the morning. I was heading home, and I was looking at my phone. I was so happy, and I almost ran a red light. I mean, like, I went halfway into the intersection. Thank God nobody was out there.
Yep.
And this was way before anybody had really even thought about the idea of using your phone can cause, you know, wrecks and stuff like that, you know. And ever since then, I'm like, wow, this is dangerous. I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, and that's the sad part, is a lot of times it takes an incident like that or way worse for people to realize how dangerous it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and when was the last time, for me it was yesterday, that I saw somebody in College Station texting and or talking.
Right.
And again, I get it. And before it went into effect in College Station, look, it's really, really difficult to police that kind of thing.
Right.
Officers have enough stuff going on to have to stop somebody for that. But I think we're beyond warning ticket time.
Oh, yeah.
I think in most cases they're going to nail you with it.
Yep.
We've already had it pass the Senate that it's going to be a statewide ban on texting. So it does kind of make sense. The deal is, though, what happens when we get to autonomous cars?
Then how do you decide then, when you can and can't use your phone?
Then do we allow that to happen? Because after all, the car will be driving itself.
Mm-hmm. Now, luckily, I would think, because so many new car models come with Bluetooth connectivity and hands-free systems already. So that'll help with at least the talking and the texting portion.
Hopefully, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, obviously there's so much more you can do on your smartphone so that you might not be able to do with the help of your car.
Hello.
hey, I was hit by a texter. And she just sitting there holding on to it, you know, even after our accident.
Whoa.
And about 3 months later, I saw her in another car, and she was texting.
Oh, man.
She never learned. And she hit my side of the pickup truck.
Ah.
Fortunately, none of us were hurt.
Jeez, yep. Okay, thanks. I appreciate the
call.
Well,
yeah. How many times have you gotten from point A to point B and not remembered?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of like out of
autopilot.
Right. And but because you also were on your phone and then it's like, oh, I'm home. Okay.
Now, here's something a little. So in between this, between regular cars out there and autonomous cars, we are getting more safety features as far as autonomous braking systems. If you've seen commercials for that.
Yeah.
That helps drivers. There's also, they got cameras, sensors, microprocessors, all sorts of hardware. But those things are more expensive to replace as well. And you have to think about that. Because, for instance, in the story that's in the Wall Street Journal this morning, it costs $166 to fix a conventional left mirror on a 2015 Mercedes-Benz ML350 that, of course, we all drive. According to one insurance corporation, the bill then becomes $925 if it has collision avoidance technology. Okay, $166 without, $925 with. So, is it worth it? Oh, and wait, we now have found out they have the story of Jeff Woods, who is a professor in Illinois, recently bought a 2017 Volkswagen Passat to replace his 2-year-old model. It was loaded with all these so-called active safety features.
Mm-hmm.
His insurance premiums went up 20%.
Oh, what? Wow.
Well, it costs more money to repair them. But, I mean, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I mean,
so you have a safer car, yep, but your insurance is higher.
About 14% of vehicles sold in 2016 were equipped with collision mitigating technology. 14%. That, according to Ward's Auto, some insurers estimate 25 to 50% of all vehicles on the road will need to have this kind of technology before accident rates decline enough to offset the repair. I mean, think about it. Again, they'll have to have up to 50% of the cars with all these collision avoidance technology features for the price to go down when you get them repaired. Hello?
Yeah, that's so true.
Hey.
On the topic of distracted driving, I just passed a lady with a pair of dogs in her lap, one with its paws on the steering wheel, other with her, it's going across her lap. And I'm sorry, my cell phone has yet to jump up and lick me in the face.
There's a new app possibility there.
Oh, yeah, man.
All right, just saying.
Good point.
All right, here we go. It is Thrill List's 100 best snack foods ever. Number 10, Fritos. Number 9, gummy bears.
Ooh.
All right.
Number 8. Really? Cheez-Its.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Number 7, M&Ms.
Okay.
Number 6, Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Goldfish.
Mm.
Number 4, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah, baby.
How can there be anything better than that?
I know. Right?
Number 3 is Pringles. Oh. Number 2 is Oreos.
Oh.
Number 1 snack food of all time, Doritos.
Really?
Cool Ranch.
All those Super Bowl ads
must say,
do it.
Yeah.
Does it? And that's it. How many flavors do they have now?
Not as many as Pringles,
well,
though.
Well, that's true. Well, we already talked about it. I mean, that's flaked fake potatoes right there. That's just, but anyhow, so there you are. If you want to indulge, and if you want to see the entire list, it's on thrilllist.com. 748.
Going to Athena Learning Center was absolutely the right choice.
I feel like Athena has made my child a more confident learner by giving him the skills that he needed.
I think Athena can allow a wide enough range of courses.
I feel very proud when one of my students comes to me with a report card and they're proud of it and their grades have improved.
Now he's bringing home high B's and A's.
Of the centers I've seen, Athena tops them all.
Better grades for your child start at AthenaTutoring.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You can tell a lot about a man by the lawn he mows. Rodney Smith Jr. was a student at Alabama A&M University in Huntsville. Most of the time, you'd find him in class or off studying somewhere. But when he wasn't on campus, he could often be spotted around the community doing yard work for others, free of charge. Rodney was using his free time to cut grass for the elderly, the disabled, and single mothers. He said he wanted to give back to his community by helping those who don't have the time or resources to take care of their own yards. The folks getting their yards mowed weren't the only ones benefiting from Rodney's efforts. He encouraged other young African-American males to join him, and he called his new organization Raising Men Lawn Care Service. Rodney says his goal is to use yard maintenance to keep young men and boys, as well as young women and girls, on a positive path and to help them discover their worth in society. Man, do we need more guys out there like Rodney who are willing to do something positive. A lot of people talk about what needs to change in their communities, and we do need constructive dialogue about that. It's the only way to find common ground and solutions. But if all we do is talk, at some point, it becomes little more than complaining. We could all take a cue from Rodney and get involved in our communities in creative ways to make a positive difference. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 81st Masters Tournament, April 3rd through the 9th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2017 Masters.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the A&M baseball team starts a 5-game homestand today when they host the Dallas Baptist Patriots on Olsen Field. The Aggies enter the fray winners of 4 of their last 5 games. First pitch for tonight's games at 6:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also for A&M baseball, junior standout Brigham Hill was named SEC Pitcher of the Week, the league announced yesterday. Hill was honored for his effort in last Thursday's 4-0 win at number 8 LSU. It marks the first SEC Pitcher of the Week honor for the Aggies this season. Meanwhile, A&M softball's game at South Carolina yesterday was canceled due to the threat of inclement weather. The Aggies return to action tomorrow against McNeese State at 6:30 p.m. at the Aggie Softball Complex, and you can catch that game on Willie 1550. And NCAA men's basketball.
Here's Jackson on the right wing. Enters it free throw line to Hicks. Hicks with 6 to shoot. Driving inside. Hicks forces it up and in. 3-point lead, 68-65.
The North Carolina Tar Heels are the national champions for the 6th time in men's basketball, following a 71-65 win over Gonzaga. Justin Jackson converted a 3-point play with a minute 40 remaining to put the Tar Heels ahead to stay. Joel Berry II had a team-high 22 points for the Tar Heels, who won despite shooting under 36% from the field and going 4-for-27 from 3-point range. In A&M football, first-year secondary coach Ron Cooper will be reunited with defensive coordinator John Chavis. Here's Cooper on Chavis.
We had a pretty good 3 years together. I want to say we lost 5 regular season games during that time, but good to be back with him. Chief's a great guy. I've known him probably for the last 25 years, but it's good to be working back with him again.
A&M returns its starting cornerbacks and seniors Nick Harvey and Priest Willis, and Cooper has been pleased with the young defensive backs. Cooper explains what he calls his grading system.
They understand what I call factor grades, meaning if you stop your man from catching the ball, it's a plus. If you don't, it's a minus. And, you know, if a corner should grade in the 90s, but at the same time, if he grades in the 90s and his factor grade is 50-50, he's had the ball thrown at him six times, and they've caught three. It's a losing performance.
A&M's spring game takes place this Saturday at 1 p.m., and you can catch the game right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In Major League Baseball,
Giles set the 1-2. Runners going. Pitch is on the inside corner for strike three. Throws it with a slider, and that is the ball game. Astros win it on opening day for the fifth consecutive year, defeating the Seattle Mariners tonight. 3-0.
Dallas Keuchel allowed two hits over seven innings, and the Houston Astros beat the Seattle Mariners 3-0 last night in their opener. George Springer became Houston's first player since Terry Poole in 1980 to lead off the first game with a home run. The Astros return to action tonight at 7 p.m. for game two with the Mariners at Minute Maid Park. Meanwhile, in Arlington, the Cleveland Indians opened their American League title defense by rallying for an 8-5 win over the Texas Rangers last night. The Rangers look for redemption in Arlington tonight in game two with the Indians. First pitch is at 7 p.m. In the NFL, sources tell ESPN that Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is leaving football and going into broadcasting, even with Dallas planning to release him today. Tony Romo has received interest from CBS, Fox, NBC, and reportedly can choose to be a color commentator wherever he wants. But the decision to leave football has already been made. His run as a Cowboys quarterback and an NFL player officially ends today. And in Bethany, Oklahoma, Coach Dave Bliss has resigned from Southwestern Christian following the release of a film looking at the men's basketball scandal at Baylor that included the death of a player at the hands of a teammate. In May of 2010, Bliss became Dean of Students, Athletic Director, and Head Men's Basketball Coach at Allen Academy in Bryan. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning New Holland and Kubota dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Windows in your home can be important. You got a lot of them, and if they're not energy efficient, it can be costing you money every day. We're getting into the warm weather, apparently. We're going to be in the 90s again pretty soon, and then it just stays that way, and we march through for the next few months, and that's a time when you may not think about whether or not your windows are efficient because you don't feel that cold air that might be seeping in that happens during the winter months. But the folks at Intercon remind you that your window efficiency is impacted every day no matter what the weather is. If they're not efficient in the winter, they're not efficient in the summer either. So let the experts at Intercon assess your situation for you. You may know that you've got some windows that aren't energy efficient, or it may come as a complete surprise to you. But remember, a lot of things age in your house, and windows are those things that also age. Technology passes those by, and as a result, there's efficiencies in windows now that didn't exist even 10 years ago. Well, what Intercon did is they scoured the market. They found the best value quality windows. They install them, and most important with Intercon, there's never any high pressure. They'll come out, they'll give you the estimate, then they'll leave you alone and let you make your own decision. So give them a call at Intercon and get the process started. 823-3639, that's Intercon.
Need new carpet but have pets?
Don't let that stop you.
The experts at Aguilin Carpet One Floor and Home have the cure. Pet-friendly Relaxit's lease carpets are backed by the only 25-year no-exclusion stain warranty. Choose from beautiful styles that are ultra-durable. For limited time, save 10 to 50% store-wide on select floors with special 12-month financing available.
Come see us today at Aguilin Carpet One next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
About a minute till News Talk 1620. All right, so we're talking off the air, caller with the idea, and we know the technology's out there that the phone can sense movement. And after you're going X number of miles an hour, couldn't it just disable the text function?
Oh.
You know?
That's an interesting idea.
Well, I know the technology's there. It's just a matter of why don't they make that mandatory?
I think the issue there is that your passengers might still need to use the phone. What if it's an emergency or they're navigating for you or something?
They can still call. They just can't text.
Okay.
All right. So that's – and I guess that's where the question – again, you need to put your device down no matter what.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
I think the question of like infringing on someone's
personal rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Freedom.
Yeah, because we are U.S. Americans after
all. Of course.
That's right.
And what we want to do is more important than the safety of others, right?
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Obviously,
that was
Scott.
A no-brainer, I know. Hey, let's have a look at the weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Going to be 88 today. How's that? Maybe a little bit, sneak up to 90. We'll see. Winds are going to shift around tomorrow, and it'll be cooler for the balance of the week. It's 64 now, and it's 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryan.